First the news.
BBC News with Deborah McKenzie. The German Finance Ministry has agreed a new rescue package for one of the country's biggest mortgage lenders, Hypo Real Estate. The deal, reached with private banks, is worth around $70 billion. In a bid to restore confidence in the troubled German banking sector, the government earlier announced an unlimited guarantee for all private savings accounts. Tristana Moore reports.
After a day of high drama, the German government has finally come up with a new rescue package for the troubled lender Hypo Real Estate. Under the plan, private banks and other financial institutions have pledged to give an extra line of credit of €15 billion to Hypo Real Estate, on top of the €35 billion which the government and banks had originally promised. A spokesman at the finance ministry said there would be no extra burden for the taxpayer. Earlier on Sunday, as crisis talks were held in Berlin, the finance minister, Peer Steinbrück, launched a stinging attack on the managers of Hypo Real Estate, accusing them of misinforming the government by failing to reveal the true scale of the lender's problems.
Meanwhile, the French bank, BNP Paribas, has agreed to buy 75% of the Belgian and Luxembourg operations of the ailing European financial group Fortis. The deal would create one of the continent's biggest savings banks. The governments of Belgium and Luxembourg will in return take a minority stake in BNP Paribas. The Democratic Party candidate in the United States presidential election, Barack Obama, has accused his rival, the Republican John McCain, of wanting to concentrate on personal smears rather than talking about substance. He was speaking a day after the Republican vice presidential nominee, Sarah Palin, accused Mr. Obama of associating with terrorists. Mr. Obama said Senator McCain's team was becoming desperate.
Senator McCain and his operatives are gambling that they can distract you with smears rather than talk to you about substance. They'd rather tear our campaign down than lift this country up. That's what you do when you're out of touch, out of ideas, and running out of time.
Pakistani President Asif Zardari has expressed unorthodox views about his country's relationship with India. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, he suggested that India posed no threat to Pakistan. He also called Islamist militants fighting in Indian-administered Kashmir terrorists. From Islamabad, Barbara Plett reports.
Both views run counter to those long held by Pakistan's powerful military. It defines India as an existential threat, and in the past, it has given covert backing to the militants in Kashmir. The two regional rivals did take part in a faltering peace process under the former president, General Pervez Musharraf. But suspicions always ran deep, and relations have soured recently. Mr. Zardari's comments thus mark a radical break with the past.
World News from the BBC. The leader of European Union monitors in Georgia says he's confident that Russian forces will meet a deadline to withdraw from what they call their security zones around the Georgian breakaway regions of South Ossetia and Abkhazia. The head of the EU mission, Hans-Jörg Haber, confirmed that Russian troops had removed one checkpoint near the town of Gori, and he said negotiations were underway to remove more than 20 others.
We are in constant technical talks with the Russians, and we are consulting about the process of withdrawal, but this is the first time we've actually, that our monitors have actually been able to see that that a checkpoint has been dismantled.
A suicide bombing in northern Iraq has killed at least 11 people. The bomber blew himself up inside a house in the city of Mosul. A spokesman for the United States military said they'd been carrying out an operation at the house to detain a wanted man. In a separate incident in Mosul, four people were killed when gunmen opened fire on mourners at a funeral. U.S. forces have carried out numerous raids in Mosul in recent months. They describe the city as al-Qaeda's last stronghold in Iraq. At least 30 people have been killed in the past 2 days in the northeast Indian state of Assam in clashes between local tribal people and migrants from Bangladesh. Several villages were set ablaze, and there have been reports of the two sides fighting each other with bows and arrows, machetes and guns. Police have been given permission to open fire to control rampaging mobs, and a curfew has been imposed in 3 districts. Pope Benedict has begun a week-long reading of the Bible to coincide with the opening of a gathering of hundreds of senior clergymen at the Vatican. He read the beginning of the book of Genesis live on Italian television. Over the next 7 days, more than 1,000 people, among them politicians, celebrities and members of the public, will complete the entire Bible. BBC News.